morning. This is Jill Hendra taking you on a bit of an excursion. This is to introduce the wellness wheel that's on the Delta Health Foundation website, beginning with a quote from Martha Washington, a woman who you'd think was in the background but had her own ideas. I have learned from experience that the greater part of our happiness or misery depends upon our dispositions and not on our circumstances. Martha Washington. She knew that it was perception and not necessarily the reality of what was happening that determined the emotional status, outcome, possibly wellness of the individual having those thoughts. And so it is that I believe with working some of the factors that are on the wellness wheel and seeing how those factors, those entities in themselves need to be continuously considered by us to remain in a state of not only functionality but enjoyment. Enjoyment of our lives that we are living. Looking at the beginning of the wellness wheel, the heart, the soul, the middle of it, which is the beginning, the origin about why we do anything, our soul self, the sense that we have of being able to know the direction for ourselves and why we are living in the first place or the last place. Let's think about it as a labyrinth, that we're going to be walking this labyrinth of ideas, exploring how all of these entities impact in totality our experience and pleasure. Although there are 9 steps on the wheel, it's certainly not perfect. You can add a step yourself or take a step away. You have that control. And perhaps you've mastered some of the steps already. I would imagine that you have much personal input to knowing what works for you already and what doesn't. But by walking the wheel, more can be learned, and the integration of these issues can be understood. In that healthy sleep, what I put as the first step, has both a quality and duration aspect. The things about sleep that we would consider is the factors in our life or behaviors that make sleep deeper and makes us be able to have a good 7 hours or so each night. Studies show that people that sleep less than 6 or more than 10 are less acute in their mental capacity in the daytime and often have symptoms of mood dysfunction. As we step from sleep to what we eat, considering that what we eat needs to be fresh, and there are factors about the contamination of our food today that needs to be considered ever more so than there was 10 and 20 years ago. Although I can remember 30 years ago knowing that a lacto-ovo-vegetarian diet really created a greater sense of mental acuity as I walked that walk for a time. The vegetarian diet, and some people would even say vegan, have a greater level of social consciousness as well associated, and therefore there's an energetic positive feeling that one gets by eating in a healthy way for a healthy planet. The overindulgence issue with people gaining weight certainly is a factor of, do you burn off what you eat? And that balance is necessary. But there are ways to manage that with reducing caloric intake for, say, 2 days in a row to help reset some of the metabolic points that our body gets used to. We know that by reducing caloric intake, that people still can survive even on 100 calories a day. Auschwitz was a good example, or bad example, of that. that we can survive on so much less, but we must need clean water. We can get into many of the factors and call it consumption, not just eating. The next step about thinking knows, and I've believed all of my life, all of my adult life, that what we believe is what we are and what we become. Remaining positive and hopeful, less judgmental, and complaining less. Because the more we go down a positive path, a positive neuronal path, the more that pathway is what we would call facilitated. It is the one that is preferred, like the cow paths as the cows walk back to the barn. You can see them on the side of the hill. Our brain is the same way, facilitated networks, the ones that perhaps are more healthy, if you so work them and so choose to make them healthy. How we move is ever so important, whether you're young, middle-aged, or aging. We must remain flexible as well as strong. The flexibility part and the joint health with reduced inflammation helps us to remain in balance and to reduce falls. Walking mindfully so that we are aware of the motion and placement of our feet as well as our balance is important. To remain safe, and might I say the mindfulness that we're conscious and aware of what we're doing right now, as opposed to just moving through life without direction or purpose. So the word move can be interpreted in a variety of ways, depths, and directions. Our breath also is so important in that how we move and the quality is determined by how well we breathe. Are we using our lung capacity? Are we aware that the breath is the origin and that as we increase exhalation, the parasympathetic network becomes engaged and relaxation is engaged? And if we want to heighten the sympathetic, the energizing part of ourselves, breathing in quickly, such as you're getting ready to run a sprint, would be important. So breathing in quickly and then exhaling slowly gives a balanced breath. As we walk, move, and breathe, so too will our body rejuvenate itself and integrate the nutrition, and therefore we will actually sleep better. As we're walking the wheel, noting the steps of the wheel, we see also how one builds upon the other. After breath, I've placed body care after it. Not necessarily that it's more or less important, but perhaps as we care for our body and utilize the importance of ritual, doing things in a methodical, planned fashion, and doing it in a way that's tender and nurturing for our bodies. Very few realize that their skin is actually the largest organ of absorption, maybe secondary to the intestine, but nevertheless, what we can control that goes on our skin for absorption, both the purity of the water and possible purity of the products that we put on our skin, is important to the total outcome and functioning of the organism, the human entity. Body care leads us then to also our environment. Who do we surround ourselves by or with? What are we doing with our senses? Are we burning any incense candle, even though it might be obnoxious to a friend, or even perhaps obnoxious to ourselves? And not even knowing it. The more we build our individual perception, the more we're going to be able to understand how we're affected by our environment. Sternberg wrote a book, gosh, over a decade ago, noting that the people that went through surgery in hospital and had a window available to them to look out to enjoy the exterior of the hospital and the courtyard and all, used less pain medicines, and actually were discharged from hospital sooner. How we all can learn from this type of an example, even though we're not going through major surgery. All of our senses need to be considered. The environment involves people as well, so our social connections. The more diverse our social connections are, the more we're able to both benefit from other thoughts and other behaviors, and also it helps us if we're able to look within ourselves about why we are liking certain things and why we are offended by certain things. It helps in our personal sense of who we are and why we are. Our social networks, please let them be validating. Why stay in a toxic, emotional, social environment? Have them validate your world and have them be what's necessary for you to flourish. These issues bring us to our priorities, such that we live a life that is with minimal guilt, probably not totally free from guilt, but minimal guilt, and always considering, am I living today in a way that minimizes regret? Can I look back on the decades of my life with admiration, perhaps not boasting, but admiring what one has done when one gets into the last few decades of their life? That brings us to knowing the mindful self, the soul self, and enjoying each moment and every moment as if it were our last, knowing that it could be our last, and giving thanks for the now. This brief walk around the Delta Wheel is meant as an example of a further exploration that is available. And if you'd like to send a quick email with your interests, we would be able to take a look at that and decide if there's other opportunities that we can provide for you through the Delta Health Foundation. I bid you well, and may your soul self flourish as well as provide a nurturing environment to those you love.